Boys, let's get into the what we expect to see for the season. Let's start off with the relegation side of things. We're probably going to say Vale here, aren't we? That we expect Vale to probably be the team that gets relegated eventually.
I can't see past Vale. I just think the other teams that would have been there or thereabouts at the bottom have all improved. I don't think Vale have. So, bearing in mind they came off, albeit in a bridge last season, basically half a season of games without picking up a single point, I just can't see them staying up.
Chris, do you agree?
I think it's still between Vale off leaving or, controversially, I'm going to say Edinburgh Uni again. Though, if they've got a goal scorer in Ben Spellman, it could help them. But, yeah, I'd probably put Vale as the out-and-out favourites for relegation, sadly.
I got to say, I agree with that. I think the only thing that could maybe help Vale is they can get some loanees in from kind of further up the perhaps a lone league or maybe a league two that can be do a job and try and just kind of keep them out of the mud. But I think I'm pretty confident, that's a harsh thing to say, but I think they're probably going to be at the bottom, close. I think Vale, it's their time. I think they've managed to survive for the last couple of years because of different things that have happened with leagues and stuff like that. But I think we're looking at the kind of writings on the wall almost.
By the way, anyone watching or listening, feel free to take little clips or little notes of what we're predicting here. We're more than happy to humble pie if it happens.
Totally. Moving on then to the Lower League, and who do we think will be the champions?
Kilbride.
Yeah.
Kilby. I'm going with Kilby as well. So we're the Stevie Aiken fan club for the season. Uncle Stevie.
Team League 3.
The only issue we have is if you get promoted, that's fucking League 3 done. That's it. That'll be killed. That's the bonfire.
Imagine how quickly he'll change his mind to go, no, we're League 2 now. I didn't say that.
No interest in League 3 if they get promoted. So maybe I want to see someone else win the league so that Uncle Stevie can continue to go for the League 3 part. But I think we're again our game. East Kilbride look good. They've got a squad. They've got guys like Erskine who are exceptional players, and it should make a difference. But Kilby obviously not been there anymore. It's their time, I think, for me to get their chance, because they're obviously a club on the up and trying to build their way into League Two and things like that. And that's what they're all about. So I'm quite happy for them to get their chance.
You're going to say the same thing.
I would say the one knock that I have on them is obviously they do have a lot of older legs.
Yeah.
But then again, they signed Neil McLaughlin from Cali Braves, who's got a lot of energy, can provide a wee bit of energy in the midfield. And I think that for me is probably not, you know, compared to some of the other boys they signed, it's probably not like a standout signing, but people that know this level, that know him in terms of what he brings to a team, I think that makes a massive difference to East Kilbride. And it wouldn't surprise me to see some of the younger sides obviously take points off East Kilbride, but I still think they're too strong for overall. But again, I wouldn't be surprised to see maybe a Colt side give them some hassle with the legs. But I think if we had not a normal season, I guess, but if we had the stretch where, you know, the league was maybe starting later and we had sort of so many congested games or whatever, I think they would have found it a bit tougher. But it's difficult because we've seen EK obviously before, even with guests, younger players coming off the Premier Sports Cup, as it's now called, and maybe not get into the league frame of mind. So that may affect them, but overall, I think on paper, they have the best team, and I think that's why I would say they're going to win it.
They are coming off a famous 3-0 win against Kilmarnock, so...
it's true.
It's probably the best result they've had in their history when you consider it.
Probably move on. Just talk about how fucking embarrassing that was, by the way.
Kelly, is that not twice in 2 years?
No, so first time was COVID related, so we had to have a squad for COVID.
That's right. I remember Hearts made the same mistake, though.
Hearts did it with a player and they only got deducted 2 points.
Which coincidentally put them through in the group.
Aye, so Kelly, I mean, I'm a Kelly fan, as I've mentioned a few times already today, but well deserved. Absolutely well deserved. Absolute farcical mistake to make. It wouldn't happen in the Western Scotland League, the Eastern Scotland League, or the Lone League, I would think. So how have they got
happened?
The biggest preview out there of the game said that he was suspended, and somehow he was still in the match squad. Like, it baffles me that a club at that level can make that kind of mistake. We've seen it happen in East of Scotland League a couple of times. We've seen it happen in West. We've seen it even at Lowland level once or twice.
Yep.
But a Championship team? Really?
Like, it happened in the Champions League, to be fair, was it? No? Celtic versus... who was it?
That's right, the Polish side.
Yeah, I remember that.
And then
that.
He went and got beat anyway in the next round, they go back in the tournament. So Legia. I think it might have been Legia, wasn't it? Something like that.
I think the thing about it was, it's embarrassing. It's a basic thing to do. You should be knowing. I know we've said Kilmarnock have signed a lot of players, new players that maybe don't know enough about them in that regard. But if it's in the newspaper, somebody's surely doing the job of checking what's been written about them in the press.
Pretty sure it was on the club website at some point as well.
I mean, that's even worse. But anyway, it's not a Kilmarnock podcast by any stretch of the imagination. But to round that little bit up, an absolute farce of a situation. Looking ahead to something, we'll just quickly touch on some of the other leagues around the Low League Scottish football. Quickly go to the West. Who do we think will win the West of Scotland?
I was interested to see Clydebank play well against Talbot in the first week, which I fancy Clydebank to do really well this year. Obviously, Talbot's favourites, I would say. That might just be a lazy opinion for me, because obviously it's Talbot and they're used to winning. But we'll see how that year off's affected them. I think they might be a wee bit slow at the blocks. Obviously, Colwynn played last season. We'll see if that helps. I gather you enjoyed your trip to Troon, your best pals. So
They came to us.
Showed good hospitality in that case.
Yeah, quick shout out to Ewan McLevy. He took a head knock in the against David Simon. Had to go to hospital, so we all hope that he's all right. I think he got out of hospital that night, but hope he's not affected too badly by that one.
He tweeted out saying he was all right, so hopefully that's the case. But yeah, I think Talbot, Clydebank and the Buffs would be the three that I'd have my eyes on.
I think it's hard because Darvel have a good side. They've obviously put a lot of sort of money behind them. But before the Seanock and Leck, I actually thought Clydebank were probably my main team to be up there. But after seeing Auchinleck absolutely destroy Pennycook, I can tell you one thing, they're not rusty. I actually looked at them and thought this team is just as solid as ever it's been. I know there were some players obviously playing last season because they got loaned out to other clubs. I honestly, my where I think Auchinleck were, I don't think they've skipped a beat. They're still a top side. I think Kilwinnan, obviously not just saying that because you're on, Ben, but I think it's the same, basically, Auchinleck, Talbot, Clydebank, or Kilwinnan, but Darvels are kind of, I wouldn't say they're a dark horse, but they're one of those ones where they're spending money, maybe things aren't going well, they can throw money at it, you know what I mean? So it's strange. I would say Auchinleck, having seen them very recently, and been very impressed by them.
Yeah, I mean, I've been well drilled to not put a target on our back and say that we're going to be champions, so I'll refrain from picking a team. But I think everything you've said, boys, is absolutely right. I think you're right about Darvel. We know they've got the money. They've signed guys like Craig Moore, for example, from United. They've got the guys who have been in the squad last year, like your McShane, your Kilpatrick's, your Thompson's. You've had Meggett, who's there before, and a solid defence. So I think they've got a squad. It's well not they can play as a team, I think. That's the thing I think about Darvel all the time. It's fine that you've got all this money and you can buy all these players and have the nicest bag of grass and the nicest changing rooms, but can you do it week in, week out? I'm not too sure. That's the thing, I think, for me. Clydebank, a team who have made no under no illusions of a good side. They've got their licence. They can go up next year. They'll be gunning for that, and I think that's one of the things that you think about with the licence teams, that everyone's going to be trying to get them. There'll be more teams that will be coming in to get a licence for next season. So, I mean, the teams are ready to go up and ready to get promoted. So, I think it's between Clydebank, Darvel, Talbot. I think you're right. I think touching briefly on Talbot, they have been off. They've only really lost one player in Gordon Pope, who retired, a left back. So, I'm sure they'll have a ready-made replacement over there. But the most of the squad is still there from last season. They're a unit. Tommy Sloan has them set up, and they know how they win. I think that's the thing we always say about Talbot. So it'll be interesting, certainly for me. I think the other thing that's quite interesting about the league this year is that it's seven teams getting relegated.
Yeah,
that's going to be mental.
I was hoping you weren't going to ask us for a prediction.
I'm not asking you for a seven, but definitely not. I think just your thoughts on that. I think for me, I'm conscious of putting a target in my bag, but I think there'll be. I'm going to make a wild suggestion that a big team goes down. We see a big team in that seven. So I'm going to pick one, and that's going to be Hurlford. I think there's been a lot of changes at Hurlford. A lot of teams and players have gone. I'm not too sure what's happened. Potentially a bit of it's kind of money's kind of been pulled. I think maybe from Hurlford. I think they've lost a lot of players that they had over the last few years, and I think there are going to be a lot of changes. Might just see maybe the surprise team to go down. Because I think we could probably name seven in rank order quite easily, but I think there'll be a few surprise packages. Certainly Hurlford. Not too sure about Trun yet. Leave me give me a few weeks on Trun, but just dusted them 3-0, but we'll see what happens. Any other thoughts?
I kind of could see Hurlford going down, to be fair. I won't pretend to be as knowledgeable as you are about the West. I do take a passing interest in it, but obviously my team isn't in the league yet,
not yet.
I'm not saying that. I could see... Right, let me give you a flip prediction, and let me give you a surprise side that might stay up, even though folk don't expect them to. I think Bonnington might give it a good go. I was quite impressed. They've just done things very quietly. Like, people have almost forgotten the old furore about them getting into the top flight after moving sideways for the south of Scotland. I fancy they may have an all right season, and obviously they lost their first game by a few goals, but I still think they've got enough to challenge the likes of your Rossvales, your Troons, your Rob Roys. We'll see what happens, but they've got every chance of staying up, aren't
they? I'll make a different type of prediction and say Largs Thistle in the top six.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, that's a bold that one as bold. Well.
Yeah, I like that. Arlene's a good manager down there. I think he's...
Don't let me down, Largs, please.
I mean, if that's end up top six, we're going to do fresh creams, aren't we? Nardini's all the way. Yeah, we escaped it out.
Can I just point out, by the way, that Auchinleck Clydebank game was the only draw in the first week, which is great. Love that.
Pollock, I think they won 5-1 again.
Yeah, 5-1. Yeah.
How long was it?
Wasn't it Cumbernauld? Because Cumbernauld's got a win.
Who was it? Wasn't it? Can't remember. Anyway, Pollock, I think... I wasn't too sure about Paul because they're one of those teams that have had the time off, isn't it? They have, I haven't seen too many. I know they did sign Alex McWaters from, well, technically from us. He got released mid-season last year, but he's signed. He's signed for Pollock, and currently the manager, he's got a good attitude and he's doing well. So, fair play. Alex McWaters, good luck to you down there. But we'll see what happens with Pollock. I think they're an unknown. I don't know what their situation is with a licence as well. I don't think they're quite ready for that yet either. So, bold prediction from Chris on the Larks shout, man. I'm watching that one quietly. I'm going to see how that goes. But it's going to be a good season in the West for sure. I'm looking forward to it.
I do like the boldness of that shout.
Nah, that's bold, man. Moving across into the East quickly, we will pick on, quick, go to you, Chris. Who do you think will win the East?
I'd like to see, obviously, Genefield Swifts do well, but given that they lost quite heavily in the opener, I don't know if that's going to be the case anymore. I've got two teams in mind. I think Linlithgow Rose, who I thought was going to do a wee bit, going to do well last season. They had a bit of a slow start, but sort of started gaining momentum. They brought in Mark Stowe, obviously, who scored a few for Camelin. So between Linlithgow Rose and Trinent, for me, I think, would be my two picks. Obviously, I always want Penny Cook to do well as well, but certainly they're the top two in my head for East of Scotland.
Yeah, I was going to say Trinent as my pick. I did like the look of Musselburgh when I saw them last weekend. I must admit, they play some lovely stuff. I think they're a wee bit leaky at the back, though, that might be their issue. I think probably Trenet, Linlithgow, Cookie. I don't really see too many other contenders in there. I think Sauchie have improved. I expect him to have a decent campaign. It'll be interesting to see how Hellfield Swifts do, because they had a decent start last time round before things get kind of stopped. And yeah, the surprise for me was Janefield, so we'll see how they bounce back for the first week.
I think I was Trent. I did my homework before we came on, boys. it was Trent for me as well, so I think we're all in agreement there. So looking ahead finally to the South of Scotland League, let's go to Mozza first for a champion there.
For the South, I think Thieves got to be the pick, right? Stranraer Reserves have technically not won it the last 2 years, even though they've led it. Yeah, Thieves also are licensed, which would potentially set up a three-way playoff, which I'd love to see as well. It gives a whole new wrinkle to the pyramid. I think if you get three in that playoff to get promoted, then the case is made for two relegations minimum for the Lowland as well. Because then you can't go as a Lowland League and say, oh, there's no teams ready to come up. There's three teams in that playoff. So that's what I'd like to see for the good of the game. There you go. There's your answer.
I think we can all be unified on that. I think, Chris, they may not agree that would be the for the people would be a Thieves to win the league.
Yeah, Thieves Rovers. I know they were against a sort of really weak Cali Braves B side. I think they won 13-0 at the weekend.
Obviously, they don't have the same students that they would do in normal times, so they're kind of cobbling together a B side, you know.
Yeah, so Thieves a bit deceiving against obviously a Cali Braves side that are a wee bit lacking, but certainly a really good result to get them started. But yeah, like I said, St Cuthbert's, I kind of rate them as well, but Thieves would be fantastic. I think it'd be interesting if Stranraer Reserves won the league to see if they would get in to the side, obviously, into the league, I should say. You know, if there was an argument to be made there with the Rangers and Celtic Colts. But Thieves for me, I think.
So we're going to champion Thieves for the season to be the people's club to get the three-way playoff in the West, the East and the South. There we go.
Technically, if Stranraer Reserves do win it, then it kind of kills off the Rangers and Celtic B sides being permanent as well as any possibility, because in order to make them permanent you need to allow reserve sides, which in turn you'd need to allow Stranraer Reserves to have the opportunity to go up. So
absolutely,
that's another way of looking at it.